I'm Kath Woodward, and I'm a Professor of Sociology at the Open University, and I'm the chair of this sporting planet. I've always enjoyed sport. I'm very keen on sport. I used to be a competitive practitioner, and I've played several different sports. I played hockey, I played lacrosse, I played cricket as a young person. I do engage with sport, but certainly not competitive sport anymore. I do a lot of walking, and I swim. I follow sport because of my own family's involvement in sport, the family I come from and my own children, many of whom are very keen on sport. And sport's something we take for granted. But what this course does is show you the ways in which sport matters in terms of the sort of issues that social scientists look at. For example, identity, globalization, inequality, power. And it looks at the ways in which sport is involved in all of these social science issues. And the way we do it is we start with what's social about sport, then we look at globalization and sport, then we look at the media, culture and sport, then we look at the politics of sport and the economics of sport. And it's a multimedia course. It has a hard copy workbook. It also has an interactive website and a blog and four recordings of conversations which are included in this audio. The four conversations are with people who matter in sport and people who are deeply involved in contemporary sport, sometimes as practitioners like Ed Smith, who's a cricketer, sometimes in the organising bodies of sport like Sue Tibbles and Ed Warner. Sue Tibbles is talking about change in sport and particularly about the role of women in sport. Ed Warner is talking about UK athletics and particularly he's interested in the economics of sport. And Sundar Katwala is the president of the Fabian Society and he's talking about the governance of sport and the way in which people very often break the rules in sport. Sport matters because sport is not only fun and enjoyable, it's not only entertainment, it also teaches us about life and, well, to paraphrase Ed Smith, life teaches us about sport. Sport in the contemporary world is very much part of social relations. It's huge in terms of the number of people who are involved, the number of people who follow it. There's an argument that sport is followed by more people than religion. Sport is a very big social phenomenon, and as a result, it's a way of investigating the things we might take for granted, like differences between people, like power inequalities, who's included in sport, who's covered, who isn't. All of these things make sport a very important area of our lives, of our social lives. Sport is used to make people good citizens. It doesn't necessarily mean that they become good citizens because they play sport, as we know from the media coverage of the bad boys of sport. However, sport does teach young people and all of us, really, to have confidence in ourselves. And one of the strongest kind of mantras for boxing, which is a sport I don't do but I'm very interested in, is that boxing in the gym teaches young people to have respect for themselves. And this is a very important aspect of sport. And the course promotes a study of the way in which sport is used, a critical study of the way in which sport is used. It's not a naive investigation into sport is necessarily good for you. It provides you with the kind of tools you'll need to look at how sport's being represented to you. Sport is very, very hyped up in the contemporary media, and a big part of this course is deconstructing some of that hype and looking at who's there on the back pages and who isn't. It's giving you some tools of critical analysis for how to be a follower of sport as well as a participant. The course is aimed at anyone who has an interest in sport, who has an interest in the society we live in today, what matters in this society, who's in, who's out, what's fair and what isn't fair, and also anyone who's thinking about returning to study, who perhaps haven't done any studying for a long time or who didn't have particularly good experiences of studying in the past, but who have an interest in contemporary issues and especially the big current question of sport. Sport and leisure is a huge area of expansion in the contemporary world. In the 21st century, sport and leisure are a big part of the consumer society and of entertainment. And this also has job opportunities. So people might be thinking of being involved in areas like leisure management or all these sort of involvement with sport. Sport's big business as well.
From the Open University. For more information, go to www.open.ac.uk/use.